What if the biggest obstacle between you and the life you want isn't your circumstances, your background, or your resources, but the conversation happening inside your head right now? A traveling salesman once sat in a minister's office, defeated and broken. "I'm done," he said. "I failed at everything." Yet within months, this same man was thriving. What changed? Not his territory, not his product, not the economy. What changed was a single shift in his thinking. A shift so profound it rewrote his entire reality. Your mind operates like a factory, constantly producing outcomes based on the raw materials you feed it. Feed it doubt, and it manufactures failure. Feed it faith, and it creates possibility. This isn't mystical thinking, it's practical psychology married to spiritual wisdom. Every thought you entertain is a seed. The question isn't whether it will grow, but what harvest you'll reap from what you've planted. When you grasp this fundamental truth, that your thoughts literally shape your experience, you gain access to a power that can transform everything. Most of us unknowingly operate unhappiness factories in our minds, churning out misery through negative thoughts, resentments, and worry. We compare ourselves unfavorably to others. We replay past hurts. We catastrophize future possibilities. Each negative thought is another product rolling off our mental assembly line. But if you can create unhappiness through thought patterns, you can create happiness the same way. Happiness isn't something that happens to you. It's something you actively create through deliberate mental habits. Start by memorizing phrases that evoke joy, perhaps poetry, scripture, or personal affirmations that resonate with you. When negative thoughts arise, immediately replace them with these happiness-generating alternatives. Anticipate joy in upcoming events rather than dreading potential problems. This expectation becomes self-fulfilling. Why do some people radiate quiet assurance while others shrink despite equal abilities? The difference isn't talent, it's the story they tell themselves about who they are. Peel describes an executive who climbed the corporate ladder yet felt like an imposter at every rung. Despite impeccable credentials, crushing inadequacy poisoned every achievement. The source? Childhood comparisons, critical remarks, forgotten experiences that became the invisible architecture of his self-concept. Here's what changes everything. Limiting beliefs aren't truths about you, they're stories about you, and stories can be rewritten. The executive's transformation began with systematic replacement of his mental programming. Each morning, he visualized himself as capable and confident right now. He spoke affirmations rooted in spiritual truth, not, "I will be confident," but, "I am endowed with divine capability." This felt awkward at first, even fraudulent, yet gradually something shifted. His posture changed, his voice steadied. He said yes to opportunities he would have declined. He didn't acquire new abilities, he accessed abilities that self-doubt had locked away. Your inferiority complex isn't a life sentence, it's a habit. Break it through deliberate counterpractice. When that voice whispers, "You're not enough," recognize it as an echo from the past, not a fact about the present. Replace it immediately. You possess unique capabilities, divine potential, and everything needed for this moment. Hold a vivid mental picture of yourself succeeding. This isn't denial, it's alignment with a deeper reality than your fears allow you to see. Two people face identical Monday mornings, same traffic, same inbox, same challenges. One arrives exhausted and anxious, the other enters calm and centered. The difference isn't their circumstances, it's what happened in their minds beforehand. We've normalized mental agitation, scrolling through catastrophes before bed and waking to notifications. Then we wonder why peace feels impossible. But peace isn't stumbled upon, it's cultivated through deliberate practice. One businessman struggled with insomnia for years until he tried something radically simple. He stopped filling his mind with turmoil before sleep. Instead of late-night news, he read scripture. Instead of reviewing conflicts, he released them in prayer. Within weeks, his sleep transformed. Pre-sleep thoughts set the tone for your night and next day. The antidote? Empty your mind by consciously releasing each concern to divine care, then refill that space with thoughts that nurture tranquility. Energy isn't primarily physical, it's emotional and spiritual. A burned-out professor loving his field couldn't continue despite clean medical tests. The diagnosis? Emotional exhaustion from unresolved inner conflicts. A businessman trapped in an affair wasn't tired from overwork, but from the enormous energy required to maintain deception and manage guilt. When he confronted his situation, his vitality returned immediately. Unresolved resentment and pretending to be someone you're not damn the natural flow of vitality. Prayer, viewed as practical partnership with divine intelligence rather than religious ritual, becomes a sophisticated business tool. An industrialist facing critical decisions combined prayer with analysis, discovering solutions his rational mind alone hadn't revealed, results exceeding mere calculation. Effective prayer follows three steps: prayerize, picturize, actualize. First, engage in natural conversation with God as your partner, discussing challenges as with a trusted advisor. Second, hold vivid mental images of desired outcomes. A businessman launching a venture visualized his business thriving in specific, concrete ways, aligning actions with vision. A woman whose marriage was crumbling visualized reconciliation, praying not for her husband to change, but for herself to become receptive. Through persistent prayer and clear mental pictures, their relationship rebuilt itself stronger than before. Prayer unlocks creativity by quieting the analytical mind, allowing deeper wisdom to surface. Business teams that pray together often discover innovative solutions to impossible problems. When you connect with divine power through authentic faith, you tap into resources beyond your limited reserves, like plugging into an electrical outlet that never depletes. The key is specificity, faith, and persistence. Vague prayers yield vague results, while genuine faith demonstrates the sincerity that attracts divine response. Worry accomplishes nothing, yet we fixate on money, health, relationships, the future, things that might never happen or we can't control. This mental habit steals peace, drains energy, and blinds us to present blessings. The liberating truth? Worry is a habit, not an inevitable response. When worry thoughts arise, imagine them being flushed away, replaced by affirmations of faith and confidence. Confront fears through systematic analysis. Write down exactly what you're worried about. Then examine each fear. What's the worst outcome? How likely is it? What could I do if it happened? This rational examination reveals worries are often exaggerated and manageable. Start with smaller concerns, gaining confidence with each success. The most powerful antidote is maintaining a faith-focused mindset, grounded confidence that whatever challenges arise, you won't face them alone. Physical relaxation also helps, interrupting the self-reinforcing cycle of tension and worry. Remember, worry is essentially negative prayer, mental energy directed toward what you don't want. Redirect that energy toward positive outcomes and divine support. What if the most effective approach to life's challenges isn't struggling alone, but partnering with divine wisdom? This transforms problem-solving from solitary struggle to collaborative creation. A skeptical businessman facing financial ruin began treating God as physically present in his office, consulting this divine partner on every decision. He'd pause before meetings to seek guidance, discussing challenges as if with a trusted advisor who had access to information he didn't. The result wasn't just financial recovery, but complete transformation in his outlook and operations. Maurice and Mary Alice Flint exemplify this partnership. Initially overwhelmed by adversity, they embraced mustard seed faith, carrying actual seeds as reminders. They launched a thriving business sharing the symbol of hope, demonstrating how even modest faith can revolutionize life. What makes this effective isn't faith's size, but its authenticity. Even faith as small as a mustard seed moves mountains when genuine. Bring your best thinking while remaining receptive to wisdom beyond your own, creating space for insights that arrive in quiet moments. Consistent energy requires emotional integrity and spiritual alignment. Face avoided conflicts. Seek forgiveness. Release resentments. Each resolution removes blockages and allows energy to flow freely. Notice how certain people energize or drain you. Choose words that build possibility. Create islands of silence daily, even 15 minutes. Your mind needs time to settle. In that stillness, clarity emerges and solutions take root. Your thoughts aren't passive observations. They're creative forces shaping your experience. Self-belief, inner peace, boundless energy, strategic prayer, manufactured happiness, freedom from worry, divine partnership, these interconnected practices reinforce each other. As you develop one, you strengthen all the others. Start today with one simple practice. Catch your next negative thought and deliberately replace it with its positive opposite. When worry arises, transform it into prayer. When self-doubt whispers, counter it with affirmation of your divine capabilities. When circumstances threaten your peace, choose faith instead of fear. Your life will change through consistent daily practice. Each positive thought is a seed planted. Each prayer is an investment in divine partnership. Each moment of peace cultivated is a victory over anxiety's tyranny. These small practices compound over time, gradually reshaping your entire experience. The question isn't whether these principles work. Millions of transformed lives prove they do. The question is whether y'all apply them. Will you continue manufacturing unhappiness, or will you retool your mind to create joy? Your transformation begins with a single thought aligned with faith rather than fear.